This week we've been talking about the Geneva Conventions and Common Article 3, which governs the treatment of prisoners of war. President Bush wants to change how the U.S. interprets it. We're joined by Brad Berenson. He was Associate White House Counsel during President Bush's first term. He helped develop policy for treatment of terror suspects. He's now in private practice in Washington in law, but he still consults with the White House. Brad Berenson, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
And how would the president like to see the U.S. interpretation of Article 3 changed? I'll just note that he says that prohibitions about outrages upon personal dignity, in particular humiliating and degrading treatment, that language is too vague.
Yeah, it's not so much that the president wants to change an existing interpretation of Common Article 3, but rather that he wants the U.S. to articulate an interpretation for the first time now that the Supreme Court has, at least from the administration's perspective, quite unexpectedly imposed the obligations of Common Article 3 on us in the war on terror. From the beginning, the administration and the president did not regard Common Article 3 as applying to this conflict. In the Hamdan decision last June, the Supreme Court said that was wrong and that it does apply. And now that it does, the president says that it's very important for the people who are on the front lines of the war on terror, our interrogators, particularly in the CIA, to have some clarity and specificity about what vague terms like degrading or humiliating or outrages on personal dignity might mean, so they are not subject to conflicting interpretations coming from international tribunals or other countries.
Well, what would the president say that means?
The president would like to tie that to the standard the Congress adopted less than a year ago in the Detainee Treatment Act, in particular the McCain Amendment. The McCain Amendment prohibited not only torture, but also what's known as cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And in doing that, the McCain Amendment defined those terms by reference to U.S. constitutional standards so that there's an existing body of law to fall back on when trying to interpret what is allowed and what is forbidden.
Let me ask you a specific question. There are reports that the CIA and its interrogations would strip a prisoner naked and lead him around by a leash. This might be useful for humiliating someone, making them feel powerless. Would that be legal or not?
Well, that illustrates the precise problem the president is trying to solve. There are probably a substantial number of people around the world, countries around the world, tribunals around the world, that would say that would be a violation of Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. If that's true, then as a matter of domestic law, the CIA agent who has led the terrorist suspect around that way has committed a felony under the War Crimes Act. And that's what the president doesn't want. And under U.S. constitutional standards, that probably would not be unlawful, but you would have to analyze it much more carefully than just an off-the-cuff response.
Speaking with us 2 days ago, Gary Solis, who taught law of war at West Point, said we should not change our current understanding of Common Article 3 because we don't want American prisoners subjected to an interpretation of rules by other countries. Say, in this instance, we wouldn't want an American prisoner captured in some future conflict to be stripped naked and led around by a leash, even though that might be constitutionally permissible under U.S. law.
Yeah. There's a central fallacy in that line of argument. Common Article 3 would never apply to our own soldiers in the conduct of a war. Our soldiers fight according to the laws of war. They comply with the international laws of armed conflict. And as such, when they're captured, they're entitled to POW status and the treatment afforded to lawful combatants, POWs, under the Geneva Conventions.
But, you know, they're not just soldiers out there in the war on terror. They're also agents, people who work for the CIA.
That's true. And those people always have and continue to take extraordinary risks on the public's behalf. And when they are captured, they are often treated far worse than our soldiers. And, of course, the whole argument about how our soldiers are going to be treated has a somewhat abstract quality when applied to our current adversaries, who, as we know, simply summarily behead people that they capture.
Brad Berenson, Associate White House Counsel during President Bush's first term, now in private practice as a lawyer in Washington. Brad Berenson, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.